Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Lauren Shin Carlson, Phillip Island, Victoria.
My story begins with a young woman who loved to paint and play the piano. When she got pregnant, she became an outcast because single mothers were not accepted in her community. She knew she could not give her child everything she wished for it. So she chose to say goodbye to her tiny, precious baby in the hope that it would grow up safe, happy and loved. That baby was me. My birth mother gave me all she had to give. My life, her surname, and a new community in a different culture. I was born in Seoul, South Korea, a massive city of neon and skyscrapers and 10 million people. But I've grown up on a small island off the Victorian coast with a population of 10,000, which couldn't be more different. When people think of Phillip Island, they think of three things: penguins, surfers, and the motorcycle Grand Prix. I love living here. I love the beaches, the wildlife, and the clear night sky. My lifestyle here is relaxed. Let's face it, not many schools have a surfing academy. But I look more like the international tourists who come here to see the penguins than a local. My community, however, is accepting. They don't treat me like an outsider. I have already travelled to Korea 4 times. Each time I visit, I feel comfortable. There's something about the bustling, crowded streets of Seoul that relaxes me. I love the smell of the street food, the sound of the language, and the high-tech skyscrapers. Although I am a tourist, I feel and look like a local. Each time I visit Seoul, I spend time at the adoption agency that my birth mother chose. I have developed a close bond with some of the workers there. In my lifetime, I have seen a cultural change in Korea. Now the agency supports single mothers who choose to keep their babies. I have had the privilege of meeting some of these brave young women who have had to form their own community, and the even bigger privilege of being accepted as part of that community. This story ends with a young woman who loves design and singing, growing up in a safe, happy, and loving family. As a Korean Australian, I am so lucky to have two cultures and communities that accept and support me.
Haywire.